supplication on Saturdays. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Bismillah, words that seekers of sanctuary repeatedly recite. Words that the very cautious in search of protection often repeat. I seek refuge with Allah, the Exalted above all, from the oppression of the unjust, from the deceitful malice the envious use to lay snares and traps, from the injustice and outrage of the tyrants, and I sing his praise. Do better and go beyond other praisers. O Allah, thou art one, has no partner, and is the Lord Master without being made. There is no discrepancy or nonsense in thy commands, nor there is lawlessness in thy kingdom. I beseech thee to send blessings on Muhammad, thy servant, thy messenger. To let me ask thee for enlightenment and inspiration, so as to be thankful for thy bounties, which alone get thy approval ultimately. To help me to obey thee and instinctively worship thee, and make me deserve thy rewards on account of thy very patronage. And have mercy on me, and prevent me from breaking in the bounds of thy prohibitions, as far as I am kept alive, and show the way unto that which is useful and advantageous till I go on survive. To let me take to heart the meanings of thy book, and by its reading, throw down the heavy burden of sins, and receive welfare and salvation as a gift. Let not my family and friends who love me leave me alone. Let thy favors reach me in abundance during the remainder of my life, exactly as they used to be made available for me in full in the days gone by. Oh, the most merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu Alaikum. You are listening to today's special from IRIB English Radio. Today, Friday, is the 8th of Jamadi al-Thani, 1442 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 3rd of the month of Bahman, 1399 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 22nd of January, 2021 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We listen to Surah Al-Ahzab, that is chapter 33 of the Holy Quran, verse 35.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Innal muslimina wal muslimati wal mu'minina wal mu'minati wal qanitina wal qanitati was sadiqina was sadiqati was sabirin. والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما.
Indeed, the Muslim men and Muslim women, the believing men and believing women, the obedient men and obedient women, the truthful men and truthful women, the patient men and patient women, the humble men and humble women, the charitable men and charitable women, the fasting men and fasting women, the men who guard their private parts and the women who do so, and the men who remember Allah often and the women who do so. For them Allah has prepared forgiveness and a great reward.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
In the Holy Quran, we read numerous verses about patience, sincerity, complete submission to Allah, consciousness of Allah, and modesty. And indeed, Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her, has reached to pinnacles of perfection in all of these areas. Fatimiyya means to oppose the chiefs of oppression. The school of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, is a religious school built upon knowledge and wisdom. It is a school of learning and spiritual vigilance. It is a school of immediacy and equality, and one of the intellectual progress, and one of the illuminating reflection. And this is yet another thing which we must all convey to others when we have these opportunities. All of us must be appreciative of the institution of the enlightening Fatimiyya and take full use of the blessings contained therein. One of the most important responsibilities which we have in this regard is to make supplication with complete humility and patience to Allah for the hastening of the advent of the dear child of Fatima, Imam Mahdi. May Allah hasten his noble advent.
Lady Fatima wasn't interested in any property. Her own wedding dress, the one dress that she had, she donated it. Who does that? Who donates their wedding dress? If you only had that one dress. Before your wedding, not after your wedding. Who would do that, my dear brothers and sisters? This is Lady Fatima. She's altruistic. She's generous. She doesn't care about a piece of property called Fedek. But Lady Fatima was making a stance that you showed your true colors today by confiscating this piece of land. This piece of land, the Prophet gave it to me. What did they say to her? They told her, what's the proof? She told them, okay, he didn't give it to me? Fine. I am the sole inheritor to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. So I inherit my father. And this is a piece of property, land. So only the children would inherit, not the wives. The wives inherit from the building, but not from the property, the land. So I am the sole inheritor. Give it to me as the inheritance. What did they say to her? They told her, no, the Prophet doesn't leave any inheritance. And he said, they just fabricated a hadith on the spot. He said that any inheritance I leave is sadaqah, is charity for the Muslims. We're not giving it to you. Lady Fatima alayhi salam, read history, my dear brothers and sisters. See what they did to Lady Fatima. Lady Fatima says, okay, if I give you proof, I bring witnesses that the Prophet gave it as a gift to me. You don't accept its inheritance? Fine. Even though Allah says in the Quran that prophets would leave inheritance. Why is my father the exception here? But if you don't accept that, I'll bring you evidence that this land belongs to me. They said, okay, bring the witnesses. Who did she bring? She brought Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, whom the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ali is with the truth and the truth is with Ali. He came, he testified, and he said, yes, the Prophet gave Fadak to Fatima. What did they say? Oh, he's your husband. Obviously, he's going to side with you. We don't accept it. Allahu Akbar. You don't accept the testimony of the commander of the faithful, of the closest one to the Prophet, the one who's with the Quran and the Quran is with him, the one who's with the Haqq and the Haqq is with him. You don't accept his testimony? Then whose testimony are you going to accept? And Fatima herself is included in the verse of tathir, purification. How can you not accept her claim? When Allah says, I've thoroughly purified her. She said, okay, you don't accept Ali ibn Abi Talib, I'll bring two other witnesses. Who did she bring? Hassan and Hussein. And who are Hassan and Hussein according to the hadith of the Prophet? Sayyida Shababi Ahlil Jannah, the masters of the youth of paradise. The leaders of the youth of paradise. They came, they testified. They said, no, they're kids. We're not going to accept the testimony of kids. Kids, huh? Good luck trying to get to that heaven when they are the masters of that heaven. And you treat them that way and you reject their testimony. Good luck with you. Lady Fatima said, okay, I have one other person who will witness. Ayman. Ayman was a mother figure to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam since the days of Mecca. And Ayman, the Prophet had testified that she's one of the women of heaven. So Ayman came, she testified.
Allahumma salli ala Fatimata wa abiha. Allahumma salli ala Fatimata wa abiha. Wa ba'liha wa baniha. بعدد ما أحاط به علمك اللهم صل على فاطمة وأبيها وبعلها وبنيها بعدد ما أحاط به علمك.
Some part of FedEx sermon. Intense criticism of the Ansar. Be aware, I have said what I wanted to say. Even though I know that you will not assist me, as this slackness of yours to assist us has become a part of your heart, your practice. But all of this complaint is the result of the grief of the heart and the internal rage that I feel, and I know that it is of no use. But I have said this to manifest my internal sorrow and to complete my proof upon you. Thus you serve Fadak and fasten it firmly, for it is weak and feeble, while its shame and disgrace will always remain over you. The sign of the rage of Supreme Allah has been cast upon it, and it will be an everlasting disgrace upon you, and it will lead you to the fire of Allah, which will engulf the heart. Thus Allah sees whatever you do. And soon shall those who deal unjustly know what an evil turning they will be turned into. I am the daughter of that Prophet who was sent to warn you against the severe wrath of Allah. Act you whatever you can, and verily we too act, and wait indeed, we too are waiting.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics. Short commentary of the Holy Quran, Hadiths of the Infallibles, Lessons from the Life of the Infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
Lesson from Lady Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her. Trust your parents with important decisions of your life. Sayyida Fatima trusted her father when he left her in Mecca while he migrated to Medina. Sayyida Fatima trusted her father while the decision of choosing Imam Ali, peace be upon him, for her husband. Several men had proposed to marry Sayyida Fatima, but the Prophet only asked her about the proposal of Imam Ali, and she agreed to marry him. When choosing a life partner, look for piety, not money. Sayyida Fatima chose to marry Imam Ali based on his piety. She did not look at how rich he was.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this episode, we are going to take some lessons from the life and times and life experience of the Prophet Muhammad's daughter, Hazrat Fatima Zahra Salamullah Alayha. Regarding moral recommendations, we find that the Hazrat Fatima Zahra Salamullah Alayha indicated خَيْرٌ لِلنِّسَاءَ لَا يَرَيْنَ الرِّجَالُ وَلَا يَرَهُنَّ الرِّجَالُ. The best job of ladies is that they would have the least interactions with men. Men wouldn't see them, and they wouldn't see and have interaction with men. Unfortunately, many of these recommendations and statements, valuable statements, are deliberately ignored, unfortunately, in most Muslim countries and Muslim nations. And this kind of deliberate ignoring these recommended, these religious recommendations, practical examples of the pious Islamic life in Muslim communities, have led, unfortunately, many Muslim communities to moral precipices.
That was all for today's special. Thank you for being with us. Dear Muslims, keep us in your prayer too. Fi amanillah.
Ya Fatima al-Zahra, Ya bint Muhammad, يا قرة عين الرسول يا سيدتنا ومولاتنا إنا توجهنا واستشفعنا وتوسلنا بك إلى الله وقدمناك بين يدي حاجاتنا يا وجيهة عند الله اشفعي لنا عند الله.
Food for thought.
Hello dear listeners, and today we're presenting you a famous statement by Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, regarding the merits of his daughter, the noblest lady of all times, Hazrat Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her. The statement says, Fatima is a part of me. Whoever hurts her has hurt me. And whoever hurts me displeases God.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa maulana Abil Qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad wa ala ahli baytihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin al-ma'sumin. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear listeners. Welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. Again, in continuing our discussion on the intellect, we find this beautiful tradition from Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, in which he mentions something that occurred right at the beginning. It's a very beautiful story. One thing we should understand, that some of these traditions are very figurative according to us. There might have been a reality only that, you know, some individuals may be able to understand, but it's something that we as individuals should accept it from the Aima alayhim as-salam. Not to say that we, you know, accept everything blindly. No, we take the legitimacy from our scholars in this regard as well, those who are experts in the field of traditions, in the field of ahadith. In this tradition, it is mentioned by the Imam alayhi salam that Jibreel alayhi salam descended upon Adam alayhi salam and said to him, O Adam, I have been commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to offer you the choice of one of three things, one of three traits. So choose one and leave the other two. So you take one and the other two I will take back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then Hazrat Adam alayhi salam asked Jibreel, Jibreel, and what are these three traits and these three things that you have brought for me? He answered, they are the intellect, decency, and devotion. Decency also, you can be translated chastity here. Haya. So then Adam alayhi salam said, I must certainly choose the intellect. So of the three, I choose the intellect, the aql. This is something that I want for myself. Obviously, we knowing that the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will know what is best in that situation, and will obviously with that ability of isma that the Prophet has, as we believe as the followers of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, will obviously choose that which is best for him. So Adam alayhi salam, they say, obviously I choose the intellect or the aql. So then Jibreel alayhi salam told Haya, or decency, or chastity, and devotion, or deen, or religiosity, you know, go away and leave intellect with Adam alayhi salam. Thereupon these two other traits said to Jibreel alayhi salam, O Jibreel, we have been ordered to remain with intellect. Wherever the intellect is, wherever the intellect may be, we will have to be there with it. So Jibreel alayhi salam said, as you wish, and he descended back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or descended back to the heavens. So we see in this beautiful tradition that if a person truly has intellect, with it comes chastity, with it comes decency and haya, and on the other aspect also, that deen, that devotion, that concept of being an abd towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes with it. Hence we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to truly understand this faculty, and then also to make use of it in a way in which that decency and chastity and that devotion that comes with it is in its proper means and way. Inshallah, until next time, my dear brothers and sisters. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
I tell my friends that I think I am a better Christian now that I am a Muslim.
And everywhere my eyes fell, it was as if this Quran was directly talking to
me. Now you're becoming a Muslim. Yes. How did this affect your mom?
In my city, there is only one mosque, it's Shia.
And those who were guided to the right path in moments of realization.
بالحب نجمع شملنا وشتاتنا كلمة التفرق سادة الأنام الله أكبر الله أكبر الله 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 أكبر
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of God, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Assalamu alaikum. Hello and welcome to our program, Moments of Realization. It's a program where we get to meet and have a chat with those people who have made decisions in their lives that have changed the course and direction of their lives. We get to meet them and find out why they have made these decisions and what they hope to achieve. We have one such guest with us today. His name is Mr. Saeed Abdullah from Nigeria. Assalamu alaikum to you.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Welcome to our program.
Thank you.
Can you tell us, what do you think is special and distinctive about Nigeria?
A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin. My name is Saeed Abdullah Asad bin Saeed. I am a member of Rasul al-Azam Foundation.
Okay.
Called RAF. It's an organization under the leadership of Hujjat al-Islam wal Muslimin, Sheikh Nur Muhammad Das. So I'm one of the members of this organization.
Okay.
Yes, one of the distinctive, I can say, about Nigeria is that we are enjoying with one freedom. That is, okay. Nigeria is a secular country, which everybody can practice his what religion. So you are what you have. You are free to practice whatever you want, whatever you wanted to worship, or to choose any of your religion.
Okay.
So this thing gives us an opportunity to be converted from Sunni to Shiism.
Okay, so you were born as a Sunni.
Yes.
And you were brought up in a Sunni family.
Of course.
How was that? How was your development as a child? How was your childhood?
Yes. In my childhood, first of all, when I'm young, I've been taken by my uncle to a state called Maiduguri, Borno.
Okay.
It's a state in the south, north.
Okay.
So my father, my uncle took me to that place in order to go and do Quranic recitation, to read Quran.
Okay.
When he took me there,
how old were you then?
By then, I think 6 years old.
Okay.
Yes. It's around 1979, around that time. So he took me to Maiduguri, Borno State, to study Quranic. When he went there, he now later decided to put me into Islamia. So he took me to Islamia, one Islamia called Irshad Institute for Islamic Guidance.
Okay.
So I obtained my primary school there, my primary school certificate from that school, which is Islamia school, as I've been saying. And then from there, I proceeded to one college called the Academy College of Islamic Theology, where I possessed my SIS certificate, that is Senior Islamic Studies Certificate of Education. So this is how I got my distinction.
Did you also study secular subjects?
Secular subject as well.
Like math, English, geography.
Yes. Okay. We study all these subjects, but in Arabic. Although our study is not so deep, because we are lacking Arabic teachers who will teach us science.
I see.
At that time, I think that we have one lecturer who volunteered from University of Maiduguri to come to our school and teach us some subjects, some science subject like chemistry and agric science and what have you.
Okay, why did you leave your, why did your uncle take you away from your family and so on? Couldn't you have studied Islamic studies where you were?
Yes, because we in Nigeria or in northern state, we consider Borno State as a center of knowledge.
Okay.
It is what since for a long period of time, Borno State have been considered as a center of learning Quran and Islamic studies. So that's why most of our people used to travel to that place and study Quran there. So that's why I've been taken to that.
Okay.
So later on, So later on, I went to obtain my NCE in Arabic and Islamic studies, and then my degree also in education in Arabic. Education Arabic.
Okay.
So this is how my childhood was.
And did you go on? Did you study further than that? What is the progression of your studies? What else?
Alhamdulillah. It's a lot, in fact. It's a lot. We have learned, alhamdulillah, what we have learned from our teachers, some part of knowledge in different subjects on Islamic studies and Arabic and education, way of teaching method and what have you.
What did you do then?
Then after that, immediately I finished my SIS, that is college, I have been employed by our government. This is 1999, this is the year when I left Maiduguri, back to my state, which is Katsina State.
Okay. So now, are you a Hafiz of Quran?
No, I am not.
Okay.
Yes, I am not. So I've been taken to, I went back to my state, that is Katsina State, and then I got an employment with the state government to teach Arabic and Islamic studies.
I see.
And up to now, I'm that.
So you are a teacher?
I'm teaching, yes.
So you are a sheikh?
No, I'm not. I'm not a sheikh.
Okay.
No, I'm a student, as I've been saying.
You are a student.
I'm now still learning. I'm still a student.
You will always be a student.
This is my hope.
Okay. Now, I guess you were brought up in a particularly religious family. Was your family religious?
Yes, because
they encouraged you to study from a young age.
Yes. My family, in fact, they are knowledgeable people. Like my grandfather, if you can trace my history, in one of my grandfathers, there is one Lawal and Musa, and there is one which has been nicknamed as Andi.
Okay.
Andi is an Pulani language.
Okay.
When you say Andi means knowledgeable somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So this is our silsila. I can use this Arabic testing. So this is the family which I am from. So my father also has interest in religion. That's why he asked my uncle to take me to that place in order to study more.
Okay. Mm. So when did you first hear about Shiism?
Yes, it is since I'm in secondary school in Kenya College. That is between 1985 to 1991.
Okay.
When I was a student, that is a habit we develop in the school. We are used to write letters to outside country, to oversee, so that they will be what? Sending books to us.
Okay.
Since at that time, Iran was very popular in sending books to students when they write. So as my colleagues are writing, I took my pen and I wrote a letter to Iran and they sent me some books. Although our principal at that time, he doesn't like Shia.
Okay.
So all the books which have been sent from Iran, he used to seize it.
I see.
Yes, and then unfortunately he used to burn it.
Mm-hmm. He would burn them.
Yeah, burn them.
Mm-hmm.
So
you were aware of this?
And I don't know. I'm doing this only because of what? Because to share my friends and getting the books from outside. I don't have any ideology on Shiism.
Okay.
So I'm just trying to give you one clue. Let me finish. So I'm coming. So when one day.
Mm-hmm.
I got large number of. I was of fortune to get the book, so I gave it to one of my friends. My principal now saw the book. It's my friend. He asked him, "From where did you get the book? This book?" He said, "From Said." So the principal called me. He said, "Said, are you the one who is distributing the shared book?" I said, "No, sir, I'm not the one." I said, "Then how? Somebody? I collect one book from." He said, "You are the one who gave him." I think because of that, they brought a course on that term, which is what when she is in. So you were taught about Shiism and what have you. After my conversion to Shiism, when I am checking my books, I got one of the books, which is written by Amal Shah Ramadan, a book written by Sheikh Kui, Atulai Kui.
Mm-hmm.
So it is after my conversion, when my wife is just going, looking inside the book, just say what? Look at a book. We are looking for a book for Ramadan. Ramadan is approaching. So look at a book. It is a book of Ahlul Bayt. So I don't know how to, this is what, this is a thing which is I used to wonder, I used to seriously amaze on it.
You said that your principal would seize all the books from Iran and burn them. Mm-hmm. What did you think about this? What did you think of Shias when this happened?
Yes, at that time, since I'm young and I don't have any knowledge of the Shiism, and then it's my principal, I just took it as right, just a little bit like this.
Mm-hmm.
It is later. Around, I think, 1993, around that time. That is, in Nigeria, we have two Shiite groups.
Okay.
There are main Shiite group, and there are some small group which are very distant. So there is one of the Shiite group which is called the Islamic Movement.
Yes.
So this Islamic movement, when it started, one day, I'm at that time, and one of the distinct. I'm one of their members.
You are a member.
Yes. It is later. Now they declare that Shiism.
You were a member of the Islamic movement,
yes,
but you didn't know that it was a Shia movement.
No, it's not Shia. By then, it's not a Shia.
It wasn't a Shia movement then.
It was not. Yes. So it is later now when the leader that movement. Declare the distinct. So this thing give us what? A hint.
Okay.
So we start doing what? Research.
Okay.
I went on doing research book or history books like Bukhari and then like Nurul Absar and what some books.
What were you trying to find out?
I'm trying to find out what is Shiism and who are the Shiite. And who are the household of the Prophet?
These are the questions. The household of the Prophet.
These are the questions which I used to ask.
But you are aware of the household of the Prophet as a Sunni.
I'm not well aware as I have been.
You are aware of Hazrat Fatima Zahra.
Yes, I am aware of it. But the knowledge we are given is too much. It's too small. It's too scanty.
I see.
Yes, we are not told of this. So after now, after we discover Mm-hmm. After we make some research, that is one of my
How
friends.
How old are you at this time?
By then, I think.
Were you a teacher?
I'm a teacher.
You're a teacher.
I'm teaching, yes.
Okay.
So after this knowledge, after this research,
mm-hmm.
we end up with what? With conversion into Shiism. Me and one of my friends, who is called Noura.
You did this research together?
Yes. He used to come to my house with a box of books. We sit down after school, after evening, we'll keep on doing research on mm-hmm. many things. So now, after we become Shia, we started thinking that Shiism cannot be practiced.
Okay, so before you get to that, what made you then decide that you should change your madhab to Shiism?
It's the reality. Mm-hmm. It's the reality. We have seen who are the history or the household of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I used to give one example.
Mm-hmm.
But before I answer this question, please let me get
okay.
to this thing. After realizing that Shiism, we now discover that it is not possible for somebody to practice Shiism without having the knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And that Haraka Islamic movement, mm-hmm. they are not. We later on discover that it is a political movement.
Mm-hmm.
So we now join to this Ma'asat Rasul al-Azam, which is a foundation, which have a legacy. Mm-hmm. If I'm correct, it has a legacy.
Mm-hmm.
The organization register with the government. The government consider it as a cooperative body
mm-hmm.
under one commission called Cooperative Commission.
Okay.
Something of that nature. So they register with it. It have legacy, and they are practicing what? The real Shiism.
Mm-hmm.
The activities. There are many reasons which lead me to what? To decamp myself.
Mm-hmm.
From that what? Haraka, mm-hmm. Islamia, to that what? Rasul Azam Foundation. That is our foundation. Ambition is to spread the knowledge of Ahl Bayt or Ummah, and mm-hmm. let them become aware of that knowledge. Nothing else. And then it is now, after my coming to this country, we learn a lot that our leaders are what our good leaders. They are taking us to the actual teaching of Shiism. Well, with regard, please, now your question.
Okay. Well, I was asking you about how did you convert to Shiism?
When I read, there is one example which I used to give to my friend. I say, for example, as a student, you are given assignment
mm-hmm.
from your teacher or from your lecturer
okay.
to go, please, go and give us a history of Islam.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you went off. Now, for example, let me give you an example. Like now, I have my friend called Murtala.
Mm-hmm.
You now, as a lecturer, you give us assignment. Go and find the history of who? Of Murtala Isa. When you give us assignment, I went to the family of Murtala Isa, his
mm-hmm.
father, his uncles, and asked them, please, can you kindly tell me who is Murtala Isa?
Mm-hmm.
They told me all about it. I come back with my result.
Mm-hmm.
My colleague, when he went to the friend of Murtala Isa. He asked them to give him what? The history
mm-hmm.
of Murtala Isa. Please, for God's sake, if we present our paper to you as a lecturer, whom are you going to what? Score what? More marks.
Okay.
So this is the way I used to what approach my friends. I say, the household of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they are the household. They have the complete knowledge of Islam.
Mm-hmm.
If a lecturer can give or can award highest mark to a student who went to what? To Murtala's family.
The direct
mm-hmm. source.
Mm-hmm.
If he can award him more marks,
mm-hmm.
then why should we not award or not what? Not be followers
mm-hmm.
of the household of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Because they are the direct channel.
Yes.
They are the source of the all knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
So this is part of the evidence which I used to present to my listeners. And then a lot of things which I've been seeing, like they are saying that when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam died, there is no successor.
Mm-hmm.
The Prophet did not assign any successor.
Mm-hmm.
But when it is time for our worker, that when he's dying, he now had assigned Umar to be his successor. I say, my God, Abu Bakr and Umar, they are students, they are companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Yes.
Are they more precise? That the Prophet mm-hmm. that the Prophet did not assign somebody? I say, no, it's not possible. So, and these are some part of this thing which I learned and make me to totally come back into Shiism, me and my wife at that time.
Welcome back. Our program is Moments of Realization, and our guest is Mr. Saeed Abdullah from Nigeria. When you were doing your research into Shiism, did your wife also participate in this research?
Yes, my wife also, because one of my own personal policy is that whatever I learn, I have to teach her.
Okay.
He can read Arabic. So whenever I read something, when I go back home, we read this thing in front of my house. So when I enter, I will tell her, do you know what you discover? We discover so things. Where is it? I will show her. You read it. So the time when we declare our destiny, we declare it at the same time. So we will come here and listen.
What was the reaction of your family, your parents?
Yes. At the first time, they were listening. They were not happy.
Okay.
But when I sat down, I explained them the detail.
Mm-hmm.
And they know that.
What did they think of Shias before that?
They thought that Shia, they are the one who are insulting the Sahabas, the companions of Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and what have you.
Mm-hmm.
So I explained the thing what in detail for them.
Mm-hmm.
Even my father and my mother, now they are practicing some part of the word of Shiism in their distance. They don't have the same problem with it because they agree with what they taught me. I learned, alhamdulillah, I have what a little in Arabic. So with that little I have, I used to use it to explain for them the distance. As they agree with me. So they are practicing, but not fully. You know, things they are what they are reach old age.
Yes.
But they are, when they are doing ablution, they are doing that of Shiism, that of Shiite.
Alhamdulillah.
Now, yes.
What about your brothers and sisters?
Yes. Our house at that time, our house is the center of Shiism.
Mm-hmm.
Because at that time I used to deliver some lectures in the mosques.
Mm-hmm.
I used to call people to this thing, preach to people to come to this thing. So our house is center for all the
Your house
our,
now?
Yes, even at that time.
Okay.
Our house, even today, if you go to our house, they know how it is. It is a center of Shia when they used to sit down and discuss.
That's very nice.
Yes. So my friends, most of my friends, they are with me. More especially that is one. Salis Musa is an engineer. He's with me. We discover all things with him, and then we are trying all this to explain to the people with him, with his assistance.
Okay, so your family and your friends,
they are all involved. We don't have problem with them.
Now, I ask this question usually of our guests who have changed from Sunnism to Shiism.
Mm.
Now, you know that there are some people who have heard of Shiism, and they like it, they appreciate it, but they don't change.
Mm.
You know, yes. they see the Shia Madhab as a legitimate group, and they believe that they also will enter heaven and so on, but they don't change themselves. They're happy to remain as Sunnis and to see the Shias as their brothers and sisters in Islam. Why couldn't you have done this? Why couldn't you have remained a Sunni and just appreciate Shias?
Yes, I can look this thing on this perspective. At time, it is the contribution of the combatants of Shiism, those who combated from mm-hmm. Sydney to Sheehan, their activities.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry to say this is one of the problems we're facing. We are lacking some of the Shia, some of us who have been converted mm-hmm. into Sheehan in Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
We are lacking knowledge of Ahlul Bayt alayhi musallam.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, that is what is called Bikrat al-Imam. It's a book.
Okay.
This Bikrat al-Imam, in summary, it contains Aqlaniyya, that is, I think, if I'm correct, ideology.
Mm-hmm.
And Shmuliyya means a generality. Mm-hmm. We should not say Islam is only Islam can only be practiced in mosques. No,
mm-hmm.
Islam it contains all aspects of life,
mm-hmm.
be it politics, social life, or what have you. Number, and then what? That is what is called al-wahda, unity among the ummah.
Mm-hmm.
And then that is what is called wilayat al-faqih. Mm-hmm. These are the summaries. The what? Bikrat al-Imam ideology. This thing, which we are lacking it in Nigeria, it contribute a lot.
Mm-hmm.
At time, it what? It lead to what? To prevent others to come back into Shia because they are afraid of some of our activities. Like now, we
mm-hmm.
in Rasul Azam Foundation, we are what? We regard the government. We.
Mm-hmm.
She at the Rasul Azam Foundation.
Yes.
They are, we are respecting government.
Okay.
We are going hand in hand with government.
Mm-hmm.
Our school, which is called Bakr al-Ulum,
mm-hmm.
has been commissioned by the Emir of Kano,
mm-hmm.
His Royal Highness, the Emir of Kano, Al-Hajj Ado Bayero.
Okay.
You see? So even the declaring of our organization, which has been done some few months. Well, it has been done by the government, by the government.
So the government of your country is not at all opposed to Shias?
It so far, as I have said earlier, so far you register with the government.
Mm-hmm.
You make a register with the government. And you are going contrary with the government. The government will allow you to practice your religion. Indeed. So this is the problem. We are lacking the knowledge we are lacking. It is this knowledge which are lacking contribute us. Or some of us,
mm-hmm.
some of the Shiite, to act.
Okay. What I want to know is, why did you change? Why didn't you just stay a Sunni and like Shiism?
Allahu Akbar. When what? Me, I am what? I am somebody like, if I see my own distinct, is when I see what they call reality.
Mm-hmm.
I used to take it. When it is, if I have what? If this thing is a what? Is a reality. And then I have some facts.
Mm-hmm.
To prove it, I don't care, I'll just do it.
When you are convinced
uh-huh.
that this is the right path for you,
uh-huh,
you will take
uh-huh,
it.
I will take it. Then if you ask me, I will tell you my proof from Sunni books or Shia book.
So, and you became convinced that the path of Shiism was the path for you to take?
Yes, yes, indeed.
Okay. Mm. Now, you live in a country where there are many Sunnis and many Shias, and the Shia population is growing.
Mm.
We know the differences from a religious point of view between the Sunnis and the Shias, but on a day-to-day level, from day-to-day, what do you see as the differences between Shias and Sunnis?
Yes. Now, one thing is the freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Shiite used to give people what freedom to choose.
Okay.
They look at now. If you are discussing with a Shiite, he will give you some evidence from your book.
Okay.
He will ask, he'll give you free. You can give like a course we attended now in my program, which I am now doing it here in Qom. One of our teacher taught us on how are we going to discuss, make a chat between
mm-hmm.
we and others.
Mm-hmm.
He asked to give others chance to let them say whatever they want. If their objection
mm-hmm.
on Shia, and let us answer their questions. So Shia used to give people freedom to search,
okay.
to do what to do by their distance. No, they are not rigid.
Mm-hmm.
They are not rigid on saying what you are not supposed to what to do to read this and that. Because when you are listening, they say what don't read their book. If you read their book, you'll be easily be converted into Shia. But Shia doesn't what it allowed you to what to search.
They're more interested in knowledge, in a logical
yes.
approach and finding answers
of
from
course.
A logical point of view.
Of course, of course,
yes.
of course. Because with the little you have, you will see, you will discuss with somebody, will you give him what? You will give him Ishka. With the little we have, we don't have anything. But this small, tiny, which we have, understand on this one. We can have a discussion with others, and we can give them what? Ishkar.
Thank you very much. We have been talking to Mr. Saeed Abdullah from Nigeria, and he has been sharing with us his journey from Sunnism to Shiism. We want to continue our discussion in another program. Please join us then.
الإسلام ديني والعظم غير ديني محمد اللي هديني نور الإيمان ديني الإسلام ديني والعظم غير ديني محمد اللي هديني نور الإيمان ديني الإسلام ديني والعظم غير ديني محمد اللي هديني نور الإيمان ديني الإسلام ديني والعظم غير ديني محمد اللي هديني.
Quran Quest, yes please.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي آيات الله حمدتني غمرتني بالبركة.
Quran Quest, answering your Quranic questions.
الشيطان ومن زلاتي
آيات الله حمدتني غمرتني بالبركات تحفظني من همزات الشيطان ومن زلات.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. To all our brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest, where we examine the verses of the Quran one by one with our brother Habib. Brother Habib, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. It's a pleasure to have you with us in our studio.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you for having me.
Okay, so we're going through the verses of chapter 19 of the Quran, Surah Maryam, and we arrive on verse 10. Let's listen to verses 8 to 12 to get the context, and we'll be back for a few questions. Let's listen to the Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeeb. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
قال رب أنى يكون لي غلام وكانت امرأتي عاقرا.
He said, My Lord, how will I have a boy when my wife has been barren and I have reached extreme old age? An angel said, Thus it will be. Your Lord says, It is easy for me, for I created you before, while you were nothing.